This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Emily Moss. Our guests this week are members of the Carolina Ballet, Jan Burkhart, Marcelo Martinez, and Evgeny Shlapko.
I would like for each of you to introduce yourselves, please.
I am Jan Burkhart, one of the principal dancers of Carolina Ballet. I will be playing the role of Elizabeth in Frankenstein.
My name is Evgeny Shlapko. I am the originator of the role of Victor Frankenstein. I've been helping stage the production.
My name is Marcelo Martinez, and I was the original creature in Frankenstein.
I love when music joins forces with another art form, and in this case, it's dance. Tell me a little bit about how the choreography relates to the music in this way.
With the music and the choreography is the vessel for you to be able to see the music on the stage. Oftentimes when new ballets are being created, the music dictates often what style of steps or what type of steps accentuate the score. We believe that we're the physical representation of the music.
This time around, we are going to do with live music. When it's recorded, the tempo is always fixed. That's what makes it a little more special, this performance.
Do you feel like the performers of the music and the dancers, those energies feed off of each other?
It's a very special experience, I think, anytime you have live music and you have two live art forms coming together. Sometimes a dancer might be a little more on balance or a little off balance than you have to adjust. Sometimes the conductor might just be a tad faster, or maybe you have a musician who's indulging a little bit more. But that keeps you really in it and super present, as opposed to being autopilot sometimes that you can get with recorded music.
Yeah, and that's nice, the representation of the steps on stage. I know a lot of the audience members sometimes just look at the musicians in the orchestra pit, and then sometimes they'll glance up at the stage and see that there is that connection between the music and the dancers. It's really nice symbolism, too. The music will make you feel a certain emotion and set an atmosphere or mood, and then the dancer actually replicates that mood with their steps and their movements.
Do you have a favorite selection of music that is featured in Frankenstein, and why is it your favorite?
Can I go first?
Sure.
I'm going to go first. And it's interesting because it's not my section. It's actually Victor and the Monsters section. It's just so beautiful. The way he created this duet between the two of them, it's so much more than the actual story, but that music just emotes so much that you can't help but like tear up. That's my favorite.
Probably everybody's favorite. I literally have goosebumps thinking about it. There are so many sentimental moments that are reflected in the music and that part of it between Victor and the monster. It's a battle between the creator and his creation, and how the monster just wants him to accept him and love him. And Victor is sort of just like, oh, I can't bear the sight of you. You know, it's very emotional.
When we first created it, all of us had our sections. So all the sections were created separately. So I still to this day remember so vividly when we had the first run through of all of the scenes.
It's very touching.
So touching.
For me, and the moment that she mentioned is the turning point of the creature turning into the monster, because that's the part that is very touching, because then you can see the full rejection of. It's one scene that I like the most is when the monster tried to touch the face of Victor, and he just pushes him away. And it's very delicate, and that is can go through your heart. And that's the next thing that he comes. The monster just loves it, because the rejection of his creator, from there is just downhill.
The storyline is relatable, I think, to life, in that, you know, everybody just wants to be loved, physically represented as beautiful, but still has the insides of someone who is so, like, and is longing for all the same things, just doesn't look like any of us. And so it's just that search and that frustration, and sometimes people's anger or, like, the negative emotions come from or stem from not being loved. There's so many things you can relate it to.
The composer of the music is J. Mark Scare. How would you describe the music he's composed for this production?
It's a wide spectrum, I'd say. He has a little bit of everything in there, and it's kind of indicative, actually, of the production itself, because it's got a little bit of everything. It's got the love story between Elizabeth and Victor. It's got a little bit of that bravado in the monster. It even may have, like, certain elements of surprise pyrotechnics and stuff like that. It is a full production with the music and then the costumes, the dancing, everything. And once again, the live music will just add a whole nother level. But
and Mark is always try to compose the music to take you back to that period of time. A little element of the style or instrument that will resemble the Victorian
era. The time
era.
Period, yes. This
and
is
that
true.
Will make you very kind of like...
Can you describe some of the costumes?
I think the costumes too are period. I think everybody thinks about the monster, Dr. Frankenstein's Victor's. I think everybody has a vision of like the more popular thought of what Frankenstein looks like, but you have to remember too that you can't really dance in the monster's costume. Is he's just more fleshy looking.
Yes. There's a little bit of limitation what really we can do because the whole idea is that he was put together. But if we have a lot of stitch around and it will
restrict,
Yeah.
You all have a few other productions coming up this season.
I just encourage always people to come to our website. Through the end of the year, we do have of all these four seasons in November.
Fantastic.
We close out the year with Nutcrackers. And we have our whole spring season.
Production of Little Mermaid.
Rhapsody in Blue. There's so much to look forward to. Because also in a lot of those programs, there's other additional pieces of work. Like there will be for Frankenstein as well. There's going to be a few opening little ballets before the headliner, so to speak. It's an experience for everybody involved. The audience, the dancers, the people working backstage, the conductor, the musicians. I mean, there's so many components that make the whole evening unique and special. Definitely worth coming to.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests on Preview have been members of the Carolina Ballet, Jan Burkhart, Marcelo Martinez, and Yevgeny Shlapko. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, where you can also find the interviews that aired on Preview earlier this year. Thank you for your incredible support.